Yeah, go ahead.
Saw Paxton out there for the first time. What are your impressions? I mean, I know it is rookie.
You know, I mean, obviously big, strong, talented young man. I mean, throw the ball very well. You know, I was impressed with the fact, you know, obviously he's going under center full time today and doing those type of things. So, yeah, it's you know, we got a long way to go, but, you know, it's exciting to see a kid like that and what he can become. So just get to work today. It was good.
He plays quarterback tomorrow when he's got to go graduate.
Let me go to the wishbone tomorrow.
How about you?
Napper's got to go to work. No, I'm done. No, we'll make it work. He's going to go graduate tomorrow, and Book is graduating today. So, you know, I think that's important. So we'll get him back here, have everybody back Monday.
Gary, you guys brought in the guy you wanted in Paxton, and then you're so hands-on at practice. What's it like where you had to wait to get a chance to just work with him? Because that's probably what you enjoy most.
Yeah, that's a big thing, you know. And the great thing now with these young players is we basically, through OTAs and stuff, you get training camp before you ever go to training camp, you know. So this will be a big 5 or 6 weeks for him. We got to make a lot of progress. Just watch him today. You know, he's swimming, but from start to finish, just handling the huddle, doing those type of things. I think this guy's going to make up a lot of ground very quickly, very eager. Got some very good characteristics or energy, I guess I should say, from a leadership standpoint, just watching him work out there. So a lot to do, but he's all in, so we're looking forward to it.
During the pre-draft process, so much was made about his the limitations of his offense that he ran there. Mm-hmm. How big is his learning curve?
I think that's in general college football. I mean, there's a lot of no huddle on the ball. Guys have menus, what they call menus, so they're not really calling plays and those type of things. So I think for any player, I mean, receivers, quarterbacks, a lot of guys coming out, we find that we have there's a lot of ground to make up from that standpoint. So I don't see that big of a difference, you know. A lot more verbiage in what we're doing, but I also think it's given him a lot more information to work with. So it's different, but it's different for a lot of guys. But just watching today, I think he'll catch up pretty quick.
Draft anybody, particularly at inside linebacker. You mm-hmm. signed some guys, but what does that say to your confidence in maybe Zaire and some of the guys at inside linebacker?
Well, it says we got a lot of confidence in Todd and Corey, and, you know, obviously B. Marsh, a great player for us. So Zaire's come a long way. I mean, he's out here operating today like a veteran, you know, and he stepped on the field yet. But, no, we have a lot of confidence in those guys. And one thing about defensive football, if you're getting better up front, you know, if you're continuously, and we're getting better with some of the guys, in my opinion, that we added, you know, that helps you first. So, you know, we'll get Todd and them back to work. They're having a great offseason.
What are the most important things that you want the rookies to take from this weekend's work?
Really, I just kind of want them to know what it is to be a Bronco, really, when they leave. You know, I mean, we get 4 football practices. I mean, we're going to throw a lot at them from that standpoint. But I just hope they get a feel for being around this building, understanding how we want them to go about their business, deal with you guys, you know, deal with, you know, understanding who they are in this town when they're working. So, when they walk in the locker room Monday, I'd like to get them as comfortable as I can because that's a big shock for them. So a little bit of football and a lot about life here for a couple of days.
With that said, how important is this rookie camp to be able to do that without all the veterans and all those guys around?
Well, it's extremely important because it's quality time for us. I mean, we had them for 2 hours last night, meetings. We got them here for a couple of days. We can talk, show them a lot of examples and stuff about players and things and talk about guys that aren't in the building that will be in the building on Monday. So I think it's extremely important. Patrick spent some time with them last night, just, you know, interacting with everybody associated with this organization.
Do you like it more that along that line that they're now having the rookie symposium, not as all the teams together, but doing it in your facility?
I don't know. I think I probably won't be able to answer that till we get through. You know, I mean, I know Ray will do a great job with our guys. I did think that the rookie symposium was something that was very good for all the players, how the league did it. And I know the trip they made to the hall, I thought those things were pretty special, you know. So this will be different, but we'll see how we come out of it. But I know Ray will do a great job with our guys.
Gary, there's been some buzz about teams changing the way they do rookie camp. Did you change it year to year?
Well, we're trying to do a little bit of both. Yes, we did change from a standpoint. We don't want to get combative or too much 11-on-11 stuff, you know, so we're really just jogging through those forms. What we are doing individual, we want to find out what we have, what type of shape they're in, so kind of cut in half, I guess, so to speak, trying to get a little bit of both done.
Gary, the so-called experts say that Paxton needs to sit for a year and watch and learn. Do you subscribe to that theory with a rookie like him?
I've got, you know, we're just going to work day at a time, you know. Obviously, I think he's going to make up ground quickly. You know, I've said that a couple of times. I see that in him. I feel that when I'm around him. Time will tell, but we'll be very competitive across the board as a football team. We don't need to talk about those things. We just need to work and see how they progress.
Henry Krieger Coble, you guys had a draftable grade on him. What's the book on him? What do you like?
Well, he knows our offense because he kind of plays Iowa, does a lot of things we do, a lot of verbiage that we have. The guy that coached him there for 4 years, good friend of mine, and so that kind of helped me get to know him a little bit. But I think he's your typical 6'3", 245 tight end. He's an undersized tight end, but he can run. He can make plays that way. So hopefully he can get a little bigger, a little stronger, and he'll be – but I think he'll be very competitive.
When you selected those college free agents, what is the characteristic? I mean, what are you kind of looking for?
Well, I think you got to give the scouts a credit for that. I mean, they've been studying those guys forever, so they come to us and with grades, and here's how we kind of stack those guys and ask us to look at them. But I think they're basically looking, number one, athletically, can they do the things we want them to do at that particular position? A lot of times, the guy may be coming off an injury. We got a few players that way. So there's various things, but I think our guys do a really good job. I told the players last night we had in this camp last year, I think Benny was in this camp. Matt Paradis was in this camp. Shaq was in this camp. So somebody's coming out of this camp that's going to help our football team this year too. I don't know who it's going to be, but there'll be some prizes out of this group too.
When you said, what it is to be a Bronco, anything specific?
Well, I just think, Mike, handling yourself around here, around this building, what the expectations are of you, how we want you to work in the meeting room, how we want you to handle yourself off the field, whether they're at the hotel, whatever you're doing. So just trying to get them as comfortable as we can, because I'll go back to Monday's kind of a shock for these kids because they come in here for a couple of days, they feel good what they're doing, and then they walk in the locker room with Akib and, and those guys. So it's a little bit different for them. So I'm trying to get them ready for that. That's what I'm trying to do.
Coach,
he might give him a hard time. Yeah.
Coach, what do you like the skill set of Braylon Addison and what he can bring on offense?
He kind of played everywhere, made a lot of plays with the ball, really good after the catch. I think he's one of the players that may have to be gone for a few weeks because of the graduation situation. So hopefully we get a lot of ground caught up this weekend before he comes back, I think, in a few weeks.
A few more for the coach.
What are your early impressions of Connor McGovern? In the last couple days.
Well, let me go see. I was kind of concentrating on a guy down there at the other end for a while. So let me go watch the tape. But obviously we drafted him because we think he's very athletic, smart, played against good players. Question is, can he play outside or is he going to go inside? But he blocked some pretty good players in the SEC outside.
You mentioned graduation. Why is it important for you to let Paxson go tomorrow and Booker not be here today?
Well, probably because if my mom knew that I made him stay here and not let him graduate, she would wear me out. So they need to go graduate. So.
Okay, thank you.
All right, y'all have a good day.